I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. For today's GeoQuiz, we're headed for a city of over 20 million people. It's home to one of China's most famous soccer teams, the Shenhua. The city's distinctive Oriental Pearl Tower looks out over a crowded waterfront. This global city straddles the Huangpu River. The east side is a landscape of modern skyscrapers and high-rise condos. West of the river, you'll find early 20th century European architecture. So what's the name of this diverse city where east meets west? For the answer, we're going to turn to the world's intern, Angela Sun. She's been hard at work here in the newsroom this summer. But before she heads back to Tufts University to hit the books, we gave her one last assignment.
Interning at The World, I've had the chance to learn from producers and reporters here, and even try my hand at doing some stories. The world's curiosity for all things international is contagious. Sitting here in our Boston studios, I couldn't help but wonder what some of my friends who went abroad this summer did. So I called up some of my good friends from Tufts and took a kind of audio carpet ride around the world, touching down first in Shanghai, China, the answer to today's GeoQuiz.
Hi, my name is Erica O'Connor. I came to Shanghai a month ago to participate in an international Beijing opera workshop at the Shanghai Theater Academy. From someone who actually had not had any singing background, this was quite a challenge. Beijing opera singing meant to carry out in a large audience before you had microphones, so it's a very piercing high sound. My opinion is it's beautiful, but it might be an acquired taste. I've heard it described as cats dying, but to me it's really something. It's unlike anything that you hear in regular everyday speech. After my first day, I had all my hopes sort of lost. I was kind of thinking, oh my God, what was I thinking that I could learn to sing this? But then slowly but surely, and with the great patience of a fabulous teacher, slowly but surely I got it.
Hi, my name is Nishant Saharan. This summer, I had an internship in Kashmir, India, at an NGO that provides free mental health counseling to victims of conflict-related disorders. Getting off of the plane was a very interesting experience, and it essentially describes the whole experience I had in Kashmir. It was very paradoxical. I got off the plane, and in the distance, you can see huge, tall mountains. You know, it's a beautiful sky. And then you leave the airport, and all of a sudden, you just start seeing soldiers everywhere. I had never seen so many beautiful mountains and so many machine guns together in one day in my life. Towards the end of my stay, I was actually able to meet someone who had spent the last 16 years in jail. This is a former militant in jail for allegedly the murder of over 20 innocent Hindus in the early 90s. It was just very shocking to hear someone who had been essentially trained to kill innocent people almost when he was the same age as me. And for me, that was just a notion that was very hard to get my mind around. That was just kind of a surreal experience.
I'm Natalie Wygand, and this summer I took a very cool trip to Ireland with my family. Me, my first cousins, my siblings, my second cousins, my first cousins once removed, and my, you know. My mom's side of the family is from the Donovan clan. My great uncle, my grandpa's brother, had been to Castle Donovan, and that was the seat of our family until the 17th century. It was sort of like this legend in our family because he was the only one, really, I think, who had ever seen the castle, and he had, you know, one picture of it. Finally, we all got to go see it. It's, you know, still there, but it's sort of a fallen down tower, basically, that's left. I didn't realize it would be how exciting it would be and how much more Irish I would feel. Because I finally had like a visual, you know, of what their life would have been like and been to the places that our old family would have walked around. And it was like reconnecting with our roots made us feel more like a clan, you know.
A busy and fascinating summer. That was college student and Donovan clan member Natalie Wygand. We also heard from Nishant Saharan in Kashmir and Erica O'Connor in Shanghai. Shanghai being the answer to our GeoQuiz today. The world's intern, Angela Sun, produced that eye and ear opening story. Angela, thank you so much.
No problem. Thanks.